Blog Talk Radio.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand. Oh, I've been running from the law. Hope they won't shoot me down soon. Catch me howling at the moon.
Children of all ages, I am back. Whew. See, a lot of you guys don't know. Let me give y'all a brief history. Okay, because a lot of people are new to the Broken Army. Thank you. You guys, welcome. A lot of you, you know, just met me through YouTube, but you didn't know. No, a lot of you did not know that I actually got my start in what is called terrestrial radio, which is, you know, the regular radio you listen to in the car, which, man, how long do y'all think it's going to be before they just stop putting radios in the car? It's just going to be just global Wi-Fi connections. I don't know. But yeah, I got my start in AM 1570 WIGO. I still remember the call. It was like, Atlanta's incredible radio. It was crazy. You had to like plug the station every 30 minutes or something like that. But the title of this show was the title of my show, Working with the Spirit. And so I decided to try this internet radio thing. So I was like, you know, let me ride this wave. So I came here to Blog Talk Radio. And at one time, this show was the premier hoodoo show. The premier hoodoo programming here on Blog Talk Radio. So I decided, you know what, for my live broadcast, let's utilize Blog Talk Radio. And if, let me tell you guys, if you have already subscribed to the Hoodoo and Haints podcast, guess what? It's the same thing. It is the same thing. I'm utilizing Blog Talk in order to record live to you guys. And what I will do at the end of it is port it over. So if you've already subscribed via iTunes, Apple Podcasts, through Google Podcasts, through Spotify, don't worry. You do not have to subscribe again. No, you're fine. I'm just utilizing this. And you'll notice that the sound quality is not as crisp as previous episodes of the Hoodwink Hanks podcast. Not as crisp. See, I had to make a command decision. I'll sacrifice a little bit of quality, in order to have better functionality. So that's what we're doing. So this way, if you are, and excuse the coughing, y'all, this, I was out cutting the grass, pollen, it's crazy. But, you know, at least now, if you guys want to listen to this recording live, you can. When I open up the phones for live Q&A, you can do that. I can play music. I can do a bunch of things. It's just, you know, at times will sound like I'm broadcasting from the inside of a tin can. But don't worry. It's not about the presentation. It's about the meat. It's about the sandwich, the potatoes, the cornbread, the mac and cheese, the crossroads, the candles, and all that good stuff, which I promise you, you will get here. Now, I know this is early. I'm going to play y'all a little blues because I want to send a message out to let you guys know that I'm recording. So when you listen to the replay, you're going to be like, damn, Prophet took a break already. Listen, there's the reason behind it. So we're going to do a very brief music interlude because I can't talk and make a community post at the same time. And then we're going to get into the heart of this conversation. We're going to get into the topic. And the topic is, what are the dangers of getting readings? All right, y'all. Be right back. Y'all, that was going to be brief, but I had to tell you that was, I was kind of digging that song. Now I realize why I chose that. So we're going to play that again if we do take another music break. But let's see, quick announcement. You know, they always say easiest way to make God laugh is to tell him about the plans that you have made. And I'm like, when I hear that, I'm like, man, I must give the Lord a lot of chuckles. I must, because I'm always making plans normally involving you guys, you know, the Broken Army. And one of them was, you know, I had a lot I had planned to do today besides this podcast. I wanted to go to a flea market. I wanted to, doggone, I'll cut the grass, feed the snakes. Let's see, do some readings, maybe listen, you know, do a movie watch along with Discord, all kinds of things. I only got some of them done. I went to church. Went to church. Amen. Went to church. But then, out of the blue, unexpectedly, a storm rolled in. And I'm like, Lord, am I going to have to get on here? And after I have posted asking you guys to come and listen to this broadcast, go back. Go back. And say, y'all, it's not going to happen, y'all. Sorry, it's not going to happen. So, you know what? But the clouds lifted, they parted, and we are here. So without further ado, let's get into the topic of conversation. And I, you know, this is going to be triggering a little bit to some people. All right. I do feel like I love people, and I have a lot of hope for the human race, even though we've been a little questionable here for, I don't know. I was going to say the last few years, but I don't know, maybe the last 100 years. I don't know, but I still love people. And I believe that the majority of people are level-headed and reasonable human beings. But when I hear stories like the one I'm going to, you know, relay to you, and the one that actually sparked this episode, I don't know. It makes me wonder. So there was a fellow, right? There was a fellow. And, you know, he just felt kind of off. He was accustomed to getting readings and whatnot. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Readings are the cornerstone of any African traditional religion and a lot of spiritual practices around the globe. Okay, nothing wrong with getting readings. Absolutely not. So this fellow, I guess, you know, was having some issues at home. He was married, had four kids, I believe. Had issues with his wife. They were just not seeing eye to eye. It's just, these things sometimes happen, right? So he decides, So during one of their heated exchanges, his wife tells him, I have hidden a weapon. Y'all know what I mean by weapon. I've hidden a weapon in this house, and I am going to end you and the kids. That is what she tells him. This fellow decides to go to a shaman and get a reading about what he should do. Now, don't worry, guys. Some of you are cringing already. This story has a happy ending, okay? This story has a happy ending, so don't be worried. But he decides to get a reading. The shaman tells him that he needs to go to Costa Rica. He's go to Costa Rica and have some psychedelic, spiritual, mental tripping thing done. Okay. Now, again, nothing with that practice. I know some people do it. And so I'm like, whoa. And he stays, I mean, I don't know how long he stays gone, but you know, then he comes back and I don't know the rest of, cause this part of the story blew me so much. I don't know what all I know is that, you know, they are still married to this day and nobody was harmed. Right. But when I heard this, I'm thinking, wait a minute. You are a father. Job one is to protect your family. Even if you're protecting your family from one member of the family, your job is to protect your family. At what point did it seem like a good idea when someone has mentioned that they will not only harm you, but your little ones? So at what point did it seem like a good idea to go get a reading? At what point? I don't get it. I don't get it. And besides the reading, you when you go get the reading, and then you go to Costa Rica. I mean, I don't know where, and I've never researched going to Costa Rica, so I don't know how long that flight is. You know, I have no idea. But I know it's too long if you got that going on at home. And to stay gone, because during parts of the story, they're relaying, well, he had to hop on a motorcycle and ride into the jungle. And I do believe they stayed overnight and went back the next morning to wherever, the village, wherever, after this ceremony went on. And I'm like, whoa, this could have ended so terribly. It could have ended so terribly. And before people started going, oh, the shaman was a scammer, because people love throwing around the word scammer nowadays. People, you know, one, we have no idea if he knew about the situation. We have no idea. I mean, the spirits may not have told him. People divine differently and focus in different areas. The onus is on the father. As much as I respect readings, heck, I do readings. If you would like a reading, feel free to go to www.trueconjure.com. I do readings, but at no point should a reading supersede an emergency that is in front of you right now. I relay the story about this lady who, you know, called me and asked me if I would do a reading to see if she should leave school and go home because she had a stomach ache. There's things like this that I think give the spiritual community a black eye. And a lot of it unfairly gets put on the workers, be it a reader, a spiritual worker, whomever. A lot of it unfairly gets put on us when in reality, it's a lot and the decision maker of the person seeking the services. At what point did any of that seem like a good idea? At what point? I can't find one. Maybe you guys can. See, we understand, like in the African cosmology and African traditional religions, you know, with readings being the cornerstone, you get readings done before every major decision of your life, but you still have to have something that everyone agrees is not common anymore, common sense. You shouldn't, you know, if a dog is attacking me, if a dog is attacking me right now, at no point am I going to not fight the dog off of me to get a reading done to see what I need to do. At no point. So we've got to really put some of the onus on ourselves when situations like this happen. I mean, if I were to sit and think, and I'm not going to do a live on air because those of you who have watched me on YouTube know when I sit and think, I mean, it could be a few minutes before I remember something. I'm getting old, y'all. It takes time for me to remember stuff. Excuse me. And I get off track. But if I were to sit and think, I could recount a bunch of times where things like this happen, where maybe not as drastic as the initial scenario, but it's like, you didn't have to call me for this. You could have just made that decision right there, right then. Right there and right then. See, readings are to provide insight. They're to, at times, provide guidance about what's around the corner. But you still have to know or have enough sense. You know, if you're walking around that corner, well, stay on the sidewalk. Don't be out in the street. And see, what happens is, you know, I like to use this analogy. If I'm playing basketball and everyone says, Lou, I need you to go in there and play your position, right? And I go into the game and I don't play my position and I end up scoring out of this world, you know, folks are like, I hate it when a bad idea, you know, pays off. But It's a fluke. It's a fluke. And so this fellow was like, you know, I went and had this trip and look, you know, she didn't delete me and the kids. We're still married. And I'm like, you do understand that that was a fluke. Like, you got lucky. That's like walking in the middle of the street blindfolded and you find $100. That was, you guys do know that that was luck. So when you guys are getting readings, right, please utilize just a little bit. Look, y'all know I've been babysitting my nephew, so talk like a look a little bit of common sense. Like, we don't have to ask our reader if I should eat today. And if by chance you are in a situation as dire as this guy was, please seek help here in the real world before you go consulting with spirit. You know, it's just like, you know, when you call 911 and you've got an emergency going on, they're going to tell you, all right, go to a safe position. Please make sure you are in a safe position before you go consulting with spirit. You know, that is the first topic that I want to talk about tonight. Now, the next one is about my people in the spiritual community. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the readers. I'm talking about the workers. The next topic of conversation. But it is on y'all as well. Okay? Listen. Hey, it's on y'all as well. And we're talking about the keep them on the hook type of readers. And if y'all heard that noise, I did not break one. That was my chair squeaking. It keeps them on the hook type of readers, because there are quite a few. And when we're talking about, since we were just talking about common sense, you know your life. And see, we all have this thing where, you know, we want the best for ourselves, and that is great. You should. Nobody should want to be like face down in the gutter. But we should be able to objectively look at ourselves, what we have going on in life, and go, wait a minute, hold up. Now, this person telling me I got all these riches coming. Where are they supposed to be coming from? I don't even play the lottery. Where are they supposed to be coming from? This person telling me I got all this health and whatnot, that my health is my wealth. Well, shoot, I don't have any health or wealth. Shoot, I'm sick and shut in and I'm broke. So I don't know. But see, I once got a hold of a manual for an online reading group. Or not a reading group. It was a company, right? And they didn't actually test to see if you had any psychic ability. They just wanted somebody on those phones. They just wanted somebody on the phones. So part of it was a script. I kid you not, it was a script. And the script said, you know, just tell them things that you would want to hear, that the love of their life is coming. And then they had little egg, like, outs for them. We all know what outs are. They had outs for them. Like, if the person says, well, I'm married, then you tell them, well, this love of your life isn't a new love. It is a renewal of love. It is a renewal of passion inside of what you already have going on. See, they had outs all the time. You know, tell people that they're going to come into some money unexpectedly. I don't care if you are rich like Jeff Bezos. That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. But did it help anybody who got a reading like that? Absolutely not. It didn't. And so, and see, this is part of the reason why I don't do the quote-unquote general reading, because it doesn't help you any. You know. You know what your problems are. Let's get to the bottom of your problems. Let's get to the bottom of your issues. But, you know, I don't want to get off track. Let's back up. So you've got to understand that if you know what your life is like, you know what's going on with you. So if something is sounding a little off, well, then, I mean, you can politely, you know, decline to go back to that person. But, you know, we've become a world where we like to get hit with the ether you know, that's a sales term. When someone starts to balk, like at a car sales lot, when someone starts to balk and or someone starts to like look like they want to back out of the deal, then you hit them with the ether, like, hey, you know, you're getting a good interest rate. You know, you puff them up, make them excited again. Well, you know, it's like a dopamine release. It that feeling of happiness can get addictive. And people want to go back and back and back. And there are some unscrupulous readers who know this. So they'll always try to tell you something great and something wonderful and all this sunshine and rainbows and cotton candy and puppies. And it's like, wait a minute. But that's not the reality that I'm seeing outside my window. It's not. I call it, well, yeah, that's hidden with the ether. Another issue that I see in the spiritual community is the delusion of grandeur reading. The delusion of, and I see this a lot in the hoodoo community. People will contact me like, Prophet, I got this reading. And this person told me that I'm going to be the generational curse breaker for my family. Or, you know, they told me that you know, hoodoo is calling me and my powers are strong. Or they told me that, you know, the ancestors want to bless me. But I'm like, okay, slow down. Slow down, young Jedi. What is it? No, young Padawan. Slow down. And I said this on YouTube a million times, guys. Hoodoo, besides the ancestral tie, yes, that is true. And the connection to the spirit that is needed, absolutely. The connection to, like, you know, the roots are absolutely. Absolutely. But it is also a skill. So you can have all kinds of raw talent, but it's also a skill. It takes time to get good at. You can't just read a book or watch a video. No, you've got to practice. Don't just write something down and go, okay, I'll do this when I need to. No, you've got to practice. And so with that being said, if you know it's going to take time, you know it's going to practice, people are looking for a reason out of practicing. I mean, look, I don't blame y'all. You know, I would love to have some leisure in my life. And I look for leisurely ways to do things at times. Absolutely. Like, who wants to do stuff the hard way? But sometimes the hard way is necessary. And these folks, they know that. They know that. But they also know that, look around. You know, people, you know, the drive-through was invented the same time. Now we have Uber Eats. People want not only fast food, but to have it delivered now. So with that being said, these delusions of grandeur readers have no problem telling you that, like, oh no, you don't have to work hard. No, it is just part of who you are. It is just in your spiritual makeup. You are going to be like the next King High Poobah of spirituality. And so people go back because you've been hit with the ether. I've been told that so many times by so many people who may text me on the text line. And while I'm talking about the text line, look, y'all, it literally, hey, what's up, Mystic Healing? It literally says text line. Why are y'all calling my text line? Y'all will call my text line like 10 times, and then somebody will text me, I really wish you would pick up the phone sometimes. And I'm on the, please believe, I'm on the other end of that phone. Say, I'm wishing that you would stop calling my text line. Not that I don't want to hear from y'all, but it's a text line. Text it. Good grief. But anyway, people will text my text line and they will say, you know, I got a reading that told me that, you know, I am gifted in jar spells. And I'm like, wait, what? And have you tried any jar spells? No. Well, how do you know you're gifted? Because the reading told you. You could be horrible at it. You got to practice. But the thing is, nobody wants to do the work anymore. People want to sound very, 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 very knowledgeable. And you can. You can read a book and sound knowledgeable about hoodoo and not be able to work one root. So you have got to do the work and not fall for these spiritual tricks. Another spiritual trick that I get, and this is actually something that happened to me. And y'all, I do my own readings, but if somebody offers me one, I think I was at a Misa. Y'all know how I feel about Misas. I was at a Misa, and somebody offered me a reading. I'm like, okay, all right, that's fine, cool, no worries. And I think the medium said, you have a spirit around you. And in my mind, I'm like, no junk. Okay, which one? But they said, yeah, you have a spirit around you that works with pennies. And so you should keep pennies on you at all time. I'm like, wait, what? Huh? Now, of course, I mean, this is an internal conversation. This is a conversation I'm having with myself. Like when I tell you guys, I say to myself, I say, self says, huh? I'm like, I have a spirit that works with pennies. This was the best you had right here. This was all you had for me, that I have a spirit that works with pennies. So and I just nodded my head and I said, thank you. I appreciate that. But I look back and I'm like, man, that spirit need to get on somewhere. I don't want to tote around a bunch of, like, can I have a spirit that loves Benjamins? Can I have one of them? I got me a old doggone penny toting broke spirit. Like, what in the world? But, and I know it sounds funny, but it's a serious thing when I'm talking about people who will tell you in a reading something that can't be quantified. Like, okay, I have a spirit that works with pennies. Okay. You've got a spirit that likes daffodils, so you should get up, huh? You're telling me something that cannot be quantified. When I do a reading, a lot of my friends who do readings and who are competent readers, you know, will tell you things that can be quantified, things that, you know, you can see in your life, and they will tell you stuff that will actually help you. You've got to really beware of that type of stuff. The whole, there's a lady around you that wants you to listen more. Like, okay, thank you. All right, guys, we're halfway through this broadcast. I'm actually going to play this song again. No, you know what? I'm going to play the second song. Then I'm going to close out with the first one. Okay? All right, give you guys a quick 3-minute break, guys. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right. Now, our musical selections are brought to you by Epidemic Sound, the premier podcast, YouTube video, music subscription service where you can download and play music for your podcast, Twitch stream, YouTube videos for a very reasonable monthly fee. And I like them. If you guys would want to listen to something other than those smoky blues, then please feel free to, drop a comment, text the text line. You know, let me know what genre, what type of music you like to listen to. And I will definitely cue it up. If you are an artist that would like to have your music featured during a broadcast, then hit me up on the text line or email me at papa_lou@outlook.com. That is papa_lou@outlook.com. If you like your business to be advertised here on the podcast, then you can hit me up there also. Someone says, is there a fee involved? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But we'll work something out. Don't worry. So yeah, back to the topic of conversation. Yeah, I know folks like, hey, Prophet, you make us not want to know. This is not meant to make you not want readings. You absolutely should. I'm just saying go into them with a little bit of common sense. Go into them with a goal in mind. You know, I mean, it is your dime, unless somebody's offering a free one. It's your dime. And even if it's a free one, it's your time. So you should want some insight into something that you have going on, whether be it a relationship, something financial. I'm just saying don't go into it like that guy in the first example while you in the house burning down, want to ask, you know, get a reading and see if you should run outside. Like, you absolutely should want, you should run outside. And when you are getting a reading, you know, let's not fall for a lot of the shenanigans, like the unquantifiable, you know, statements and stuff like that. Because readings are, you know, very, very, very helpful when done correctly and when approached correctly. And I think that was the whole purpose of this podcast, you know, to talk about approaching them correctly and to call out the folks who aren't doing them correctly. So, yeah, I believe that was it. And guys, I'm going to be here broadcasting every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is also Hoodoo Standard Time, but Hoodoo Standard Time is Eastern Standard Time because I'm here in Georgia. Southern born, Southern bred. When I die, I'll be Southern dead. Guys, and if you do not know me, I'm yours truly, Papa Lou, the Broken Prophet. I have been doing this for over 30 years, and true born son of the South. I ain't leaving, and can't nobody make me. All right, and this is the time when I had set aside for Q&A, but I don't think I have any questions queued up in the live broadcast, which is fine. You know, you guys will get used to it, just like you guys got used to me streaming every Friday on YouTube. I just have to pick a time. Normally, it's whatever time I get free from my day, I'll start the Friday broadcast, but at least I'm consistent about doing a live stream every Friday. And I had always said, I need to come up with a schedule. That is the problem, not having a schedule. And so I'm like, I think I need to be consistent. But it's hard being consistent when you know, you deal with clients in a very inconsistent world. But I'm doing a lot better at it. Y'all got to give me that credit. Give me that credit. I am doing better at it, right? So we will be here, at least we know, every Sunday at 7. And then you will be able to listen to it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. I think I'm on there too. And stuff like that. So, yeah we're going to be good. And Kofi, if you are out there, here's your podcast, my brother. Here is your podcast. Y'all, Kofi has been on me. I think I did my last episode, I believe it was, yikes, like 2 months ago? Jeez. 2 months ago. God, time flies. And so he's been on me like hey, ABP, I need a podcast, I'm like, all right, I got you. So here we go. And look, Kobe ain't even call in. But it is Sunday. So no worries. So we will be here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you would like to join me on YouTube, we will be live streaming every Friday. Now, what other day during the week? I don't know. Because, see, Wednesdays are when we have webinars, which I do have an upcoming webinar on July the 19th. So you've got 10 days. July the 19th, that webinar will be on ancestor altars, their construction, and how to work with them. How do I do workings with my ancestor altar? How do I work with my ancestors to achieve a better life, quality of life, and, you know, sometimes quantity? You never know. They may tell you about something bad coming around the corner that you can avoid. Ooh, I'm glad I said that. Because we're talking about approaching readings, right? A lot of people don't understand what a reading is. People will hear bad news if the person is being honest, okay? Because an honest reader, you know how you can tell if you have somewhat of an honest reader, and this isn't always an example, but, you know, a lot of the times, is if they tell you bad news. Because you know your life ain't sunshine and rainbows. A lot of you get readings because you know you out there doing dirt. And if they tell you, oh, man, I see prison coming, it's not a foregone conclusion. See, a reading is a snapshot where you are right now. You know, if we're in a reading, right? And I use the term reading here for you guys, but you guys know I call them a consultation. I started the whole consultation phase. Not everybody's calling them consultations now. But it's fine. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. If we're in a consultation and you ask me, you're like, Prophet, am I going to get hit by a truck today? And I tell you, well, Spirit is telling me, no, you're not going to get hit by a truck today. That does not mean that you hang up the phone and go, well, Prophet said I didn't get hit by a truck. I'm about to walk down the street blindfolded. No. Well, you know, I appreciate you having that much faith in me. But look, if you had not had any plan on walking down the street blindfolded before the reading, and for some reason that question, you know, popped into your head to ask, if you hadn't planned on that ahead of time, do not do it now. Because at the time of the reading, without you planning on it, the answer was, no, you're not going to get hit by a car. But when you changed and you decided that now this is what I'm going to do, well, you flip timelines. See, this is kind of that, you know, metaphysical multiverse type stuff that I generally shy away from. Because people take it too far. Although I do believe in some of the Mandela effect things, I'll be honest. But now, y'all, I think y'all see where I'm going with this. Unless it will benefit you, don't vary. Now, if, for instance, you are getting a reading and you are broke, but you are planning on investing in Bitcoin, and then you ask if it's a good idea, and then the answer comes back, yes. Well, you had already planned on investing in Bitcoin. You had already planned on it. So now you got the go-ahead. You see what I'm saying? You had already made a decision, and you're just trying to see if it's a good idea or not. So, you know, I think you guys get it. I do. I think you guys get it. So, you know, in conclusion... In conclusion, you know, go into readings with, you know, an open heart and open mind, absolutely, but also a little bit of common sense. You know, a good reading is never going to be all good news all the time, because you'll have some readings where it's nothing but good news, and that's great. But if every time is good news, but you keep having bad stuff happen to you, well, I mean, there you go, a little common sense. Maybe that person's having, you know, a bad few readings. Maybe you just want to pull back a little bit. Or if you're hearing things you cannot be quantified, you are trying to find out about your job, and you keep being told that you have a spirit around you that wants you to leave the bathroom light on, you'll stop. Because, see, the thing about those unquantifiable statements that some people will make, the thing about unquantifiable statements that some readers will make is we as human beings have a tendency to fill in the gaps. It's like, you know, if your significant other normally gets home every day at 5 o'clock, and today, you know, he or she walks in at 5:30, you know, whistling, and didn't call you and tell you they were going to be late, did not, you know, didn't walk in and go, phew, let me tell you about this traffic. They just went on about like business as usual. You know, you're going to, some people, not all, some people will fill in the blanks. Like, what were you out there doing for the extra 30, 45 minutes that you ain't fill me in on? And see, this is an example from a reading that I had, a consultation that I had earlier. And a lot of people will fill in the blanks, then get mad. Some people, when they hear a blanket statement, will fill in the blanks and be happy, like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, like in that analogy about the folks, not the folks, but the person who is having trouble on their job. And instead, they get told about a spirit that wants the lights in the bathroom being left on. See, they're going to fill in the blank and go, wait a minute. So you mean if I leave the bathroom light on, they're going to fix my job? You know, and that happens. So let's shy away from the blanket, you know, unquantifiable statements. What's up, VB Holt? And, you know, let's get good readings that actually help us to live our lives in a happy manner, live our lives in a productive manner, and live our lives in an abundant manner. All right. Well, look here, guys. Since we had no live Q&A today, I'm going to cut this short because otherwise I'll just find myself rambling. Then I'll end up, you know, talking past this last 9 minutes. But listen, y'all do me a favor. Go to the YouTube channel. And I made a community post about this broadcast. Do me a favor and make a comment. Just make a comment. First, like the post. Then make a comment on what you would like next week's podcast to be about. And make a suggestion. Maybe somebody here wants to guest host. Well, not guest host. You'd be a guest. I don't know about guest host. I got to be careful about the guest hosts. And I'm not talking about, you know, YouTube. I'm talking about my podcast guest hosts. Because I've had some good ones. You know, we're talking about almost 10 years ago, guys. Had some good ones. Had some that were maybe not so much so. But we will see. We're going to grow this thing like we grew the Broken Army. Guys, we're at like 17,000. No, let me see how many of y'all it is. Let me see how many of y'all it is now. Yeah, I'm doing this live and on the air. I'm checking it right now. Guys, we are at 17,949 members of the Broken Army. I wonder if that number counts me. Like, if it's my channel, does it count me as being I don't know. And what we're going to do is, I think what I'll do is, how about we just do week beginning weekend lives. Monday, we'll do Friday. Then Sunday, we'll be right here. Sound good? All right, guys, it sounds good to me. I do appreciate each and every one of you who will be listening to the replay of this. Y'all join me live next week. So you can come up, ask your question, and get it answered live and on the air. See, I chose this medium because I started to do it with YouTube. I started to do it there where I could use a different streaming software that would allow me to post a link in the chat and then you guys could come up and ask your questions. But, you know, I told y'all before, another live, man, I did not have much faith that y'all wouldn't pop up on camera with boobies or something. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it live on the podcast. So you can come up here and then I'll tell you, you know, to turn your, you know, roll your window up and hush your youngin' and your dog up. All right. But also I have a few kits. Well, I'm not gonna say I have a few kits left because I build them all. you know, from scratch. But I do have a few inclinations to build kits left. So make sure you get one if you buy a Hoodoo. It's a complete Hoodoo kit from me. If you get one from me, then you do get access to my weekly Thursday Zoom classes where I get on. We meet, we chop it up, we talk Hoodoo, they get taught something. I get to socialize for a little bit so I don't just become all the way feral. And yeah, we have a good time. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. Let me know what topics y'all would love for me to tackle next. And I will see you guys next go around. Y'all have a good one. God bless.
Blind your eyes, don't look twice.